Go ahead.
Okay, so I think we touched on Perek Beis last week, but let's start it again and get into it. There's three sugyas here we need to learn. Maybe we did the first two already. And I've got two markings here. Oh, yes, Jonathan. Maybe Jonathan remembers whether we actually started. Jonathan.
Yeah, that's a trap.
Sharm, how are you, my boy? I've got two markings here, and I'm not sure if we're already up to Goyrim Shlishi in Perek Beis or whether we haven't started Perek Beis. Do you have any simanim in your sefer?
I didn't follow the last one inside because.
Well, so let's start Perek Beis.
I don't know. I was actually
difficult. Let's start from Perek Beis again. What we've done, we'll go quicker, and then we'll slow down if we need to. Some of us be familiar because we certainly
didn't. Fun, but I did listen.
Huh? Okay. So we spoke about the need to arouse oneself using the seichel in order to come to a recognition that a person needs to be over Hashem. We went through in Perek Aleph all of different examples, comparing it to the chorus that every person has to an Adam, and we applied it to Hashem. And with our seichel, we came to a very clear kora of this shibud and this chiyuv to be avoided Hashem. Now he's going to explain in Perek Beis ulamatzerich. Once I've got it clear in the seichel, well, what do I need the Torah for? I worked it out. I got it clear. Okay, now, where do we start? Not enough. Why do you need Yisoyrus mitzad ha-Torah as well as mitzad ha-seichel? Mipnei shekoyach ha-Yisoyrus mushash b'seichel nechlash al yedei shleish ha-goyimim. The Yisoyrus that you'll have, which is purely based on seichel, is going to get weakened by three things. Number one, Achad ha-goyimim hu, ma she'adam nivro minefesh v'guf. Adam is made up of two opposing forces called nefesh v'guf. Neshama guf, nefesh guf, okay. Hashonim ze mize, they're very, very different. Umizgabrim betivom ze al ze. And you have this ongoing struggle where by nature the one rules over the other one rules over the other one, it swings, it's this pendulum. The essence is completely different, the opposite. Hashem planted into Adam different midos, koichos. Shall Yadam hu mishtoikek ledvarim. Yes, he's drawn to different things based on the midos and koichos that Hashem put into each person. Shahergel behem mefateach es gufoy umamritzoy lasik yishuvoy lamazeh. When one gets hergel, one gets used to these things that a person's drawn after, it opens up, it allows his guf to go after doing things which create a yishuva olam hazeh. You build the world, you do what you need to do in this world to build this world. There's a lot of stuff a person has to do in order to survive, in order for the human race to survive. Even though individuals are going to come and go, but the race, the kiyum adam, this min called adam, will continue to survive, even though individuals come and go. These mirrors are the desires, the lusts, whatever, the taivas and the pleasures of the guf. That all the animal kingdom has as well. But into Adam, into the species of Adam's nefesh, Hashem put other mirrors. If the person uses these midas, these other midas that Hashem put into the nefesh. He hasn't told us what they are yet, but if you use those, you'll come to moyes b'chay olam hazeh. You'll come to be despicable. This maybe not such a strong translation. Mois means mius, means yachs, means despicable. B'chay olam hazeh, and you want to leave this world. V'midas Elohim haseichel v'achochma hashleima. That comes from Seichel and Chochma Hashleima. So now you have the struggle. You have this taiva on the one end that the guf has for the pleasures, gufnias of this world. And then you have the midas that are put into the neshama, the nefesh, that if a person uses them correctly, he won't have nothing to do with the physical world. And that's the Seichel and the Chochma. Now remember, we're explaining why it's not enough to just use your Seichel to misery yourself in what is Hashem. You need Torah as well. That's because we made up of these two opposing forces, and sometimes the goof rules over the seichel and the nesham and the chokhmah, and sometimes the other way around. Umikiven shehanois hagufonius kodmul seichel adam minurov. Since we might have seen this, I think since the pleasures of the goof come into a person before his seichel, they come before the seichel. That means, when a person's born, he already has hanois guf, the midas that he goes after. The hanois guf kicks in before the seichel kicks in. V'heim hischabru alav bitchilas briyosei v'kesher chazak v'amitz. It's bound into a person from the moment he's born, very, very tightly. V'ragel le'doif acharei mikitnusei, and he's used to going after them from when he's very young. The first thing a child does, one of the most complicated things a person can do, and he does it without any problem, even though a baby can't do anything. There's no coordinated movements whatsoever, but he can nurse. It was a very complicated thing. You know how many muscles and bones and nerve endings need to move for this kid to suckle? But then he knows how to do straight away. He can't move a toe. He can't move anything. He's a little enshum kiyum, but then he knows how to do. So it means he's well versed in going after the basic physical pleasures that the goof wants and needs from the minute he's born, that's planted there. The midas of taiva, they got a head start. they started long before anything else kicks in. These taivas overwhelm the seichel, which is why the person was created for his seichel. The tochas einav milirois plasters over, covers over his eyes from seeing, means seeing, not literally seeing, means seeing reality. The ibdas kechosav hanechmodois, and he loses the beautiful koiches that he has. That's why you have to have external help. You can't do it on your own. If you think you're going to do it on your own, you're always going to come short. When these things overwhelm the seichel, and the seichel is the only tool you have, and if the goof is overwhelming the seichel, so then you have nothing. Then you're no better than the animals. That's why we need something mibachutz. Kedai lilachem b'ezrosoi neged midoisa hamuguna, in order to help us in this war against these terrible midas. She'ataiva lahanois habahemis. What is these terrible midas? The taiva for animal pleasures. And in order to give life and to arouse via this help we're getting mi bachutz, the midas of the seichel, which are very praiseworthy, the Ezra Zuhi HaTorah. This help that you need, mi bachut, that's the Torah. Hashem bohira kel dibroi, that Hashem taught us, he taught his creations. And then they shluch of a neviyav alayim b'sholim, is derech avodosoi. Hashem by the neviyim started with Moshe, and then the other neviyim taught us the derech to be oved Hashem. So that's the first reason why you need Torah, and why your seichel is not going to help. You need to arouse yourself in the seichel as well, that's for sure. because otherwise it's not you, and otherwise you're not using your seichel for what it's meant to be used for. You need to pump the muscles there of the seichel. But at the end of the day, it's not going to be enough, and you're going to need some external assistance. That's the Torah. I would have just said, have Torah. Who needs seichel? Just do what the Torah says. You see, that doesn't work. You need both. The second reason is that the seichel is a dover ruchni. It's a spiritual force. And it's from the oilam ha'elyon ruchni. Where is his place? Where is he plugged into? What's his source? The higher world. And he's a stranger in this physical, bodily world. It's not his, this is not his home turf. On the contrary to that, the taiva that's in an Adam is made up of four koiches ateva. Sorry, it's made up of the koiches ateva, and together with a mixture of the four yesoides. Eish, ruach, ofa, mayim. Those are the four yesoides that is made up with that. The yesoide of a shosh hu b'olam hazeh. Obviously, the root and the foundation of those forces is olam hazeh. By macholim shadam oichel moisifin lokoyach, v'hanois hagufni es machazakoto. There's no question that the food that a person eats gives him koyach, et koyach tim, and the physical pleasures he gets strengthens him. The seichel, on the other hand, he's a stranger here. He doesn't have anything that's going to mechazek him here. And he doesn't have a friend that'll help him. All physical world's against the seichel. Therefore, he's very weak. The seichel is a very weak creature. He needs something to help him, to assist him, to push away from himself. He doesn't say to conquer. Interesting what he uses in the original. That's very important whether he's talking about. You don't ever win this battle. You just push it off and push it off and push it off, and it keeps coming back, and you push it off. You doich it. You never destroy it. Balatzmoy is his gabrus hataiva. That's part of the human condition, is that's not going to ever go away. You weaken it. Aval ze tamid sham. We always have some nisayon, otherwise we would never nisayon. Well, shal yodom hu ye musugal is gaber alay vatoyre hiya refuah lamachal azu. The Torah is the only refuah that is for this disease. That's one of the diseases that the neshama has. And it's a serious problem. It's a big problem. And it's only through Torah that a person can doiche those taivas. Therefore, the Torah warns us not to get too involved in food and clothes and all the acquisitions and actions which mechazek the koyach of taiva. The more you give into taiva, the more the taiva grows. Taiva, you have to starve. V'chein mitzova ha-Torah la'aseh dvorim ha-munugodim le-taiva, shem ha-hefech mimenu. Then also the Torah commands us to do things which is the opposite of taiva. First, you have to meet Gabriel on the taiva, not get into it. But then you have to do things which are the opposite of it. So you start hergeling a different dynamic. For example, the Ainu, Atvila, Hatzom, Hatstoku, Gmilas Chesodim, Kedjeshiich, Achiois, Ulechazek Behem, Eskoiches Aseichu, Lahari Behem, Laodom, Boila Mazeo, Blamaba. You have to mechazek the things that are connected to taivas. Tvila is something which is no physical pleasure in that. In fact, it can be quite physically demanding. Fasting, giving tzedakah, that mamash is counterproductive. Give away your means of acquiring more taivas. You minimize your resources to be able to fulfill your tithes by giving stock, because now you don't have as much money as you would have had to buy the tithes. Kabbalah's chesodim, helping other people's, whatever. Okay. In Olam Azero, Kamo Shama Dovin Amelech, Ne Leroglo Idvocho, Vol in the Sivosoi, Venema Oid, Kine Mitzvah, Toyro, Venema Oid, Vereisi, Oni Shiesh, Yisro in Lachochme, Mina Sichlus, Ki Yisro in O Mina Choyshech. The advantage that light has over darkness is that is like the advantage that chokhmah has over stupidity. We have to use Torah in order to allow the seichel to get the koiches it needs in order to fight the hergelim and the taivas, which we come pre-equipped with. Okay, I think we might have done that last week. It sounds reasonably familiar, but it's always good to chazer these things. Hagoyrim ashlishi, which I don't think we did. Humashe Mishtamshim v'tayve tomid lahazonas haguf. V'ein hi posekes milifoil yoyme v'layla. There's a tayve that we use to nourish the guf. Correct? You have a tayve for food, you're hungry. You have a tayve for food and you use that tayve. That's how you nourish the goof. If you didn't have a tayve, you would never know that you need food and you would starve to death. And it never stops working day and night. The seichel you can only use for things that are the opposite of tayve. Kegon lil mudatayre v'atfile ukiyotzibem. Learning, davening, that you can use your seichel for. You can't use your seichel for eating as much as you want. You don't do those all the time. That means the taiva for food, the taiva for the goof pleasures is 24 hours. It's on the go the whole time. Masha'en kain, the things we do that are the hefech of taiva, learning, davening, mitzvahs, you're not doing them all the time. Vedehu, ki evrei haguf kasher mishtamshin behem tomid hem mosifin lishtaper. It's known that the more you use the body, the more you use the aspects of the body, the more they grow, the more they get, the more they strengthen. Upolaisem hoilches umitchazekes. That's why people go to the gym. That's why people jog. That's why people do all sorts of things. Because the more you use the guf, the stronger it gets. If you don't use them, then their mobility gets very weakened. Person doesn't do exercise, person doesn't whatever, the body starts atrophying. Therefore, it's understood that you understand just by simple mathematics that the taiva is much stronger because it's using itself all the time. And the seichel is weaker. We don't use it that much. Some people never use it. It's gone, for completely atrophied. You meet people like that. Aval, it's used, no matter how much you're doing with it, it's used much less than the goof. And we only activate very little of the koyach ha'iyun, what we call limud be'iun. It's a part of the seichel ha'iuni that thinks things deeply, that's implanted in us. We don't use that much. So it becomes a 90-pound weakling in the face of this big monster called taiva. Ulachain, ilet se'achrech la'amtzi la'seichel esatoyre, asher la'hasagosoy, ha'amitis lo mishtamshin be'ume be'echad mevoro v'guf v'tavosu v'behemais. Therefore, it's an imperative that you have to provide the seichel Torah. Because to grasp that la'amitis, to have a saga of Torah amitis, you don't use at all any of the limbs or the taivas ha'behemis. The goof really doesn't have anything to do with limud ha-Torah, with being involved in chochmas ha-Torah. Ela b'seichel ha-tor shelo shalte bo ha-tzgabrus ha-taiva. You have pure seichel that is not ruled over by the forceful, powerful taiva. By learning Torah, by thinking about Torah, by analyzing Torah, going deep and deep into Torah, that koyach gets strengthened. Like we said, the more you use something, the stronger it gets. That's why when you learn Torah, you can't understand something today. Tomorrow you learn a bit more, so you understand it. How could you not understood it before? Because yesterday you could pick up 20 kilos, but now you're using it more and more and more. You now can pick up 30 kilos. You can understand more and more. The more you use it, the more you understand. For whom is dakech umeir? It polishes and it shines. V'deichem al adam is a sichlus hamisgaberes alav, and it pushes away. Once again, it pushes away. It doesn't destroy. The minute you stop learning Torah, that thing kicks back again. But it pushes away the stupidity that strengthens itself over a person. Hamonasoisim milireses advarim lamitam ulamasim kuroi. It prevents a person seeing things for what they are, seeing real truth, and from doing what he's supposed to do, what's fitting for him to do. For Moshe Kosuv, Torah Hashem Tmime Meshivas Nofesh, Eidus Hashem Nemona Machkimas Pesi, makes a stupid man wise, the Kud Hashem Yeshori Mesam Chelev Mitzvah Hashem Bora Meires Einayim, it enlightens our eyes. Without that, your eyes are shut tight. Nimtzeinu Lameidim Mikol HaOmo. We see from everything that we've said. Ki michovotoi shel ha'adam lis'oir l'avoidus Hashem al yedei ha'Torah, that a person has to arouse himself to avoid Hashem via using the Torah. Hakolelis is a mitzvah she'aseichel mechayvosom. That includes, when we talk about al yedei ha'Torah, that means it includes the mitzvahs that the seichels mechayv them. V'esa mitzvah she'einanu mivinim es tamom. And also the mitzvahs that... Sorry, I think the kavon, I didn't understand. The kavon is including the mitzvahs that the seichel would mechayev you to do. It means even without Torah, the seichel would tell you these things are good things to do. And also the mitzvahs that you don't understand bichlal. You would never think of them. In order to strengthen and go up and up and up in the avodas Hashem that a person is chayev, mitzad, HaKoros HaSichlis, from all the work we did in the Seichel, Ashihu HaIke VaTachlis She'olav Yiskaven Hashem BeBrias Min HaOdam BeOilam HaZeh. That's why we're here. We have to be Oved Hashem, so that Hashem can give us the reward, having earned it and not get it for nothing. That's why we're here. That's the reason why it's not enough to just use the Seichel. Because the seichel is going to lose out very often to the other force, to this guf force, to the taivas. If we need Torah to get you to a point where you're able to see reality for what it is, strengthen the seichel ha'iyun over the taivas, and grow more and more in avodas Hashem, which is why we were created in the first place. Okay. Now, we've been talking a lot about avodas Hashem, and why you need to do it, and how you get to recognizing the chiyuv that you have. It's not a nice thing to do. This is a chiyuv. We haven't said what it is. What is avodas Hashem? You ask a person, what did Hashem create you for? Oivedah, to be an oived Hashem, to serve Hashem. Well, Hashem can't manage on his own without you serving him. Like, what exactly do we mean by avodas Hashem? So in Perek Gimel, he starts defining the concept. Ba'ez b'mai avodas Hashem, what is avodas Hashem? And clarifying how many different divisions it gets divided up into, how many different parts there are to avodas Hashem. Umayna milas shel kol echad michalakaya. And what are the advantages of each one of these pieces, these parts of avodas Hashem? Hukach. Azoy. Mehus avodahi. Let's have a look. Not what I would have defined avodas Hashem as. The word of Oved Hashem means to serve Hashem, to be Oved Hashem. That means to do the Torah and the mitzvahs to the best of your ability. That's Oved Hashem. That's not exactly the way he defines it. The essence, Hamochus HaVoidehi, Shemakabal HaToyver Yisyaches, that the one who's receiving the good relates, Bahachno, that's a very hard word to translate. Bahachno means with submission, anova, but not in the way we've been brainwashed to think. It doesn't mean you become a little wimpy nobody without any koyach. No, we'll see what that means. We'll see. He's gonna explain what achno is himself. So let's just leave that with a very crude translation, that you submit yourself with anova, you become humble. Klape misha heitiv loy, in relation to the person that did the good for you. So the person receiving the good now starts relating to the one who did the good for him. Bahachno. We'll define what that is as we go along. For now, let's just leave it as, you know, in a humble, submissive kind of way, but obviously not negative. In that you will do good to the best of your ability. Tmura, the toiv that you got from him. It means he did good for you. You will now relate to him with hachno, in that you will do good for him to the best of your ability in relation to or in accordance with the good he did for you. Okay, so we'll have to keep coming back. The same as in Shara Batochen, we keep coming back to the definition. Musa Batochen, Yishuv Adas, Manuchas HaNefesh Shel HaBotayach. We'll have to keep coming back to what is the definition of avoider. But central to the definition of avoider is this thing called hachno. So let's see what he says about hachno. Hachno zu nechlekes l'shlei chalokim. This thing called hachno is divided into two parts. Hachelek harishon hu hachno tachas lachatz ha-hechreach. Mitoch yiras ha-oynesh v'tzepia l'scho. The first chelek of hachno comes about via a pressure, a lachat, something that's for sure going to happen, as a result of the fear of being punished and the anticipation of the reward. V'achelek ha-sheinihu, the second chelek is, hachno mirotzon toiv, that's a hachno from a positive desire, hanoivus mitoich havonus hachoive v'hegyoin, the yaches gedule v'roimimus l'mishuhu nichla lefonov, which flows from an understanding of the obligation and the rationality, the seichelness of, the relating to the greatness and the elevatedness, the transcendent greatness of who that he is humbling himself in front of. Even if he's not scared of him. He's not thinking about getting any reward from him. It just comes from a recognition, understanding of how great and transcendent and awesome this thing is, even if he won't be scared of it, and even if he's not expecting any reward. Means the first one comes about what we'd call lo lishmo bonagid. I'm just using loosely. The other one is lishmo. I do this because, hey, must. Seichel, I see this comes from a place of understanding of the poshutness. Whoops, sorry, of how poshut it is, that of how great he is, that Avada, you have to humble yourself to him, but not because of fear or anticipation of reward. So that's what defines the differences here. The first one is based on fear and wanting reward. The second one is not based on fear or waiting reward, but based on recognizing the greatness of that thing which you're humbling yourself to. Hachelek harishon shel achno lekeil, he toitzol shel ha'isoiris al yedei ha'toira. That means, ha'isoiris, that's what he asked earlier, why do you need the ha'isoiris from the seichel if you told me it's not good enough, and then you have the ha'isoiris from the Torah? So then you'll go with the Torah. So what do you need the seichel for? So we'll see. The chelek rishon of achno comes from the Torah. She's katia beprokim akoyim, as we mentioned before. Sharei haTorah mechayev esetonu lekayim osoi biglal hascha va'enesh hatzfuim lanu boilam hazeh olam haba. The Torah mechayevs you to do what you have to do because of the schar and oinish that's waiting for you in this world in olam haba. V'lachelek hasheini shel achno, that achno that doesn't come from pachad or anticipation of schar va'enesh. It comes from a recognition of reality, what we would call ava maybe. That comes from the seichel. When you recognize the toiva, this good that's coming from you, it's a chorus at toiva tivi. That's where it's flowing from. That's implanted in you from the minute you were born. When your neshama got joined to your guf. Okay, let's stop there because I want to go over this again next week, Metzashim. We'll do this, but again, because the Sachno is more mod choshuv. It seems the lower level of Achno, which is the Yira, that's coming from Torah. The higher level, it's kind of counterintuitive. The higher level of Achno comes from the Seichel, which we just said is the weaker aspect. The Torah is so okay, we have to that's to be unraveled. Metzashim will do that next week. Phew, okay, that's okay. Let's do it slowly. Let's go over this again. I want to go over these two things of Achno, and then we'll push a little bit and see how it connects to the Seichel and the Torah and how we have to utilize this practically. All right. Seder.
Shkoyach, Rabbi.
Rabbi Gesund. A good night. Take good care.
Rabbi as well. Call too.